Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily guide to cosmic insight and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to walk you through this week's horoscope, shaped by the current planetary movements. Remember to check your sun, rising, and moon sign for a complete view. The universe is speaking. Don't miss it. Hi everyone, we are here ready to talk about the first week of February 2025. It's been a while since our last episode. That's because I couldn't record for the second half of January. I had a very bad flu and completely lost my voice. But today, I'm diving right into the first theme of the week. For those who have been following me, you already know that I like to summarize the energies of the stars into two or more key themes to make their messages easier to grasp. I don't list every single movement here, but only the most relevant ones. If you are looking for a full overview, make sure to follow me on Instagram or visit my website bornonthesaturn.com. The first theme of the month is breakthrough, which as an Italian it's so hard to pronounce, but I'm an Aries so I won't give up. And this word captures the idea of overcoming obstacles, taking bold steps, and moving toward new possibilities. I believe it perfectly represents the thread connecting some of the significant celestial movements happening in the first 2 weeks of February. The first transit that loudly screams this theme will occur on February 4th, when Venus leaves the dreamy Pisces and enters the realm of action and assertiveness, the proud Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. Now, we are talking about a planet that naturally rules Aries' opposite sign, Libra. And in Aries, Venus is in its detriment, meaning it struggles to fully express itself in the way it naturally would. This is because Venus is the planet of beauty, balance, and harmony, while Aries, ruled by Mars, is anything but calm. Aries is action-oriented, bold, and assertive, focused on doing rather than receiving. So Venus in Aries takes on a more dynamic and passionate tone, pushing us to work on what we desire rather than waiting for it to come to us. Here the energy invites us to shift our focus toward action. It pushes us to think less and to do more. In other words, it asks us to put down the measuring stick we use to weigh pros and cons, black and white, causes and consequences, and instead embrace the experience itself. It invites us to take risks, particularly in the realm of love, not just romantic love, but also in the creation of what beauty means to us. To understand where this energy will manifest most strongly for each of you, simply look at which house Aries is in your natal chart. That's the area of life that will be activated. For example, in my case, Aries is in the 7th house, so I know the sector most affected will be relationships. So the stars are telling us to step out into the world and to go after what we desire, but also to love ourselves in the way we feel is best for us. In essence, it's about moving toward new possibilities, even when we might be tempted to stop and weigh the risk. Instead, Venus in Aries encourages us to take the leap. No B-plan needed. Of course, Aries is also the ultimate symbol of new beginnings, so naturally this transit could bring fresh starts in the realm of love. These are opportunities we should embrace with open arms, welcoming them with courage and strength. Even when we don't fully understand them, it's about trusting the process and allowing ourselves to move forward. The second event I see as consistent with this theme happens on the same day, actually, and it's Jupiter finally goes direct in Gemini. And of course, we are talking about a planet that's explosive, irreverent and all-encompassing, fast and powerful. When Jupiter arrives, it often shakes things up, disrupting the balance in a way that pushes us forward. It's also well known that when a planet goes direct after a period of retrograde motion, its energy feels like a wake-up call, more intense and deeply felt, as if it is reawakening something within us. And that's exactly what Jupiter in Gemini does. It opens us up to the world, pushes us to trust, to be optimistic, and to finally try that project we have been dreaming about. Even if the situation aren't perfect, it pushes us to trust the process and move forward with confidence. Here too, it's helpful to look at which house Gemini occupies in your natal chart to understand which area of your life will be most activated. This is where you are encouraged to adopt a more open and receptive attitude. On a practical level, I'm confident this period will lead to the opening of many new doors. Some we will close shortly after, while others will lead to lasting journeys. The focus, however, isn't on the outcome, but on the attitude we bring to these opportunities, because this has the power to change us, good and for the better. You can feel it too, the energy is becoming more active and vibrant. We are still in the Aquarius season, which reminds us that we are all connected, that our actions have consequences, and that what happens outside of us matters just as much as what we feel within. Then, just a little later, on February 7th, there is another celestial movement that echoes this theme loud and clear. It's a sextile forming between Venus in Aries and Pluto in Aquarius. Here, the energies at play are powerful, but the focus is on relationships and how we choose to transform them. Once again, the theme of breakthrough fits perfectly, as these energies are pushing us to take the leap, to do so with courage and to transform our relationship or the way we approach others into something that brings us closer to our goals, to our happiness and our truth, depending on what we need most at the moment. This is because here we are giving the opportunity to fix what isn't working anymore, what might feel broken, or what we may have perceived as an obstacle. This aspect is telling us that through love, we have the power to transform and to transform ourselves in the process. How we do it in the hardest way, boldly, courageously, generously, and without disregard for risk. We do it because we feel it, not because we have to, or not because someone else told us that is the right thing to do. We do it even when there is so much to lose, because doing nothing would be losing everything. And this is what Pluto is all about. With all this assertive energy, it feels like we are getting a taste of spring, a preview of its energy of new beginnings, burst of action, and forward momentum. But we are not there yet. We are still in Aquarius season, moving toward Pisces season, where emotions take the lead. And this brings us to the second theme. The second theme of these first 2 weeks of February contrasts with the first, not in the sense of the opposition, but more in the sense of completion. I've decided to call it mind. Because while the first theme was focused on externalization, action and presence in the world outside of us, there are also energies at play that will pull us into a different realm, the mental one. The first movement that speaks to this theme takes place on February 9th with a conjunction between the Sun in Aquarius and Mercury. Here we are fully in the realm of ideas, where there are no physical boundaries, only those we might impose on ourselves. The symbols, however, are encouraging us to remove those limits and let our thoughts flow freely. This is truly the conjunction of the mind, as it speaks of ourselves coming into full communication and receptivity with what we can conceive. And mental conception, at its core, it's the first and truest contact we can have with potential. On the same day, February 9th, Mars in Cancer will form a trine with Saturn in Pisces. We are in the realm of the water element here, which is deeply connected to the mind, though in a different way than the element of air. Water is more internal, intimate, and emotional. In this aspect, Mars operates in the emotional sphere, attempting to process and navigate feelings, while Saturn in Pisces seeks to bring order and structure to this realm. This energy is deeply mental, representing an internal process aimed at helping us rationalize our emotion and find a more efficient and balanced way to exist within our own minds. It's important to check which houses are involved here. In other words, look at where Cancer and Pisces fall in your natal chart, because understanding which areas of life are affected will help you see where these energies are focusing. In my case, this involves the connection between the 10th house and the 6th house, so it's about the relationship between my independence, career, daily routines, and overall mind-body wellness. With these energies, I know I can take the opportunity to reorganize how I think and interact with my mind, especially when it comes to balancing the boundary between my private life and work. And I definitely feel the need to do that. So once again, things happens at the right time. But the mind isn't just about rationalization and logic. It's also the space where visions are born and where emotion can be integrated. This is beautifully demonstrated by the final aspect I want to discuss today, which is also ties into this theme. On February 14, Mercury will enter Pisces. Here we stay in the realm of the mind, but we shift into the domain of imagination and our ability to move beyond the boundaries of reality. This is still a deeply mental energy, but one that feels highly individual and intimate. It's about being truly with ourselves, engaging with our mind actively rather than passively. We know that our mind produces thousands of thoughts each day, most of which we have no control over. The best advice for navigating these is to accept them. Rationalize what serves us, let go of what doesn't, and most importantly, harness our immense ability to conceive of more than what our eyes can see. This is exactly what this transit invites us to do. Explore our imagination to tap into the creativity that we can eventually bring out into the world. This is incredibly valuable because Mercury in Pisces represents the seed of creativity. So I encourage you to think ahead and remember that after this period, Mercury will move into areas where the call will be to turn creativity into action. Right now, however, it's the time of the mind, the time to tune into your creative potential, which will take shape later. Even if it feels like you're just sitting with your thoughts and not doing much, in reality you are doing so much. On a practical level, this could mean engaging in activities like daydreaming, visualization, meditation, automatic writing. You can record your dreams, reading, singing, or anything that allows inspiration to flow. Trust me, this is a first step toward action. So, to sum it up, breakthrough and mind. Action and introspection, courage and speed, balanced with reflection and intimacy. As I mentioned earlier, these elements are not in total contrast, but must work together to complement each other. If you think about it, I'm sure you will agree that the best way to ignite and stimulate our mental processes is by living out in the world. At the same time, it's openness to thought that help us to find the courage to believe in the impossible and take action toward it. There is also a very important event I haven't mentioned because I didn't feel it was essential for explaining these two energies, and it's the full moon in Leo, which will occur on February 12th. For that, I invite you to follow my Instagram page, where I'll dive deeper into what it means and where it's guiding us. And with this, we have reached the end. As always, I hope this little astrological conversation has given you at least a spark of inspiration to explore further and start a reflection that can support you. I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.